Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, only one shopping day till Christmas, but you can be sure that at this time tomorrow, shops will be full of last-minute shoppers and equally that men will form the greater part of this cohort. Why do more men than women leave shopping to the last minute? Dr. Emma Howard is a behavioural economist and she lectures in TU Dublin and she is on the line with me now. Good evening, Emma.
Good evening, Katie.
Why do women do so much more shopping for gifts at this time of year than men?
Why indeed, Katie? Yeah, because gender norms are persistent, I think. So, you know, I guess if you think back maybe 30, 50 years ago, it would have been men who'd be working full time outside the home and women would have done the vast majority of the homemaking and, you know, buying gifts and doing all of the housework and so on. And even though now, you know, the vast majority of households you've got both are working outside of the home, it's still women who do the majority of the housework and do majority of the caring activities. And I suppose if you think about when you're buying people gifts, it really is a type of caring. You know, it's about maintaining relationships and caring for others. And so that those norms are persistent. And I think the vast majority of that still falls on women.
Yes, I'm looking at this Financial Times article, Santa Claus is a woman.
Yes, she's still a woman. Yeah, exactly. And so in that article, they quote some studies from the 1980s that showed that I think over 80% of gifts were bought by women, no matter who they're being gifted to, and that women did the vast majority of the wrapping. And I'm sure as people at home are listening to us, there's going to be a lot of women nodding their heads thinking, yeah, that's still very true to this day.
Thinking, why am I the big idiot here? Is what many of them are thinking.
or that. Yeah.
Tell me, and I see another stat here is that men's patience for shopping stretches to all of 26 minutes, while it will be 2 hours before women's patience with shopping will run out.
I wonder, is that limited to just shopping, Katie, or is that more things in general?
Very good point. You're the behavioural economist, Emma. So tell me, going back to the idea of the last minute thing, because this is very, very prevalent, I think.
It is. I mean, and now to be fair, it's not just men. There are lots of us who do this. But as you mentioned, I think it is more men than women who leave it to the last minute. And one of the reasons, I suppose, is that we are all much more time poor these days. So when we're, you know, faced with doing something like going to do the Christmas shopping, there's always a trade off. There's something else that we can't do that might be much more interesting and rewarding in the moment. So, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you had a Saturday afternoon free, do you go and do your shopping, or do you go and meet your friends in the pub, or do you go out and go for a run, or do something that you might find more rewarding? And we do tend to have what's called a present bias, and unfortunately that's not a bias towards shopping for presents. It's a bias towards immediate gratification or immediate reward at the cost of perhaps a higher cost in the future. So we tend to kind of put a greater weight on what we're doing in the now and much less weight on what's going to happen in the future. So, you know, you're not thinking about, God, if I leave it until the day before Christmas, it's going to be much more stressful and it'd be better if I did it now. Instead, you're thinking, well, right now I'd just love to do something else, so I'm going to leave it. So that's one reason.
And is that there's a gender difference there in how people approach that? Is there?
I suppose there's something, you know, we're all subject to that, but I think there's a couple of factors that also play into it that we do see gender differences in. So one is optimism bias. So the tendency to overestimate the likelihood of positive events happening and underestimate the negative. So I think men are a little bit more subject to this optimism bias than women on average, whereby, you know, a man might be a bit more optimistic, like, if I'm going to go shopping the day before Christmas, it'll be fine, I can get it all done in an hour. They overestimate the probability that they'll, you know, find something in the first shop they go to, and they underestimate the likelihood that there's going to be queues, there's going to be bad traffic, and so on. Men tend to be a little bit more overconfident than women as well. So they're perhaps, you know, more confident in their ability to be able to pick presents very quickly and get everything finished quickly, whereas tend to be a bit more realistic.
I was just going to say, would that be unearned confidence?
Yes, often it is, exactly.
I mean, can I just say this straight out? Do women worry more about whether or not the gift is acceptable or liked or loved than men? Is that something that is a gender thing?
There's certainly a little... there is some research that shows that women spend more time looking for gifts, which would suggest that there's more thought gone into them, and that men spend more money, which, you know, suggests perhaps it's kind of, you know, spending more rather than thinking more about the gift, and certainly they're more likely to actually buy the gifts first of all. So, you know, you think about a lot of joint gifts that are given, oftentimes it's the woman who has bought that gift. One of the things that economists, you know, we tend not to be very we don't spread joy very often. We're not known as the dismal science for much, but, you know, one of the things is a very famous economics paper that is about the dead weight loss of Christmas presents, and the idea there being that, like, it's not really very efficient. So for me, Katie, to go and buy you a present, mm-hmm. I'm unlikely to buy you what you would actually go out and spend money on and buy for yourself. You know, even if I knew you quite well, I might necessarily buy you exactly what you'd like. So there's going to be a difference. And estimates are that, you know, there's about a third of a difference between how much you value what I bought for you and how much I actually paid for it. So that's kind of inefficient. And one of the reasons that inefficiency occurs is because when people are thinking about what to buy for others as a gift, rather than thinking about, okay, what does Katie like? What are her interests? What do I think she'd like? I actually buy you something that I would like for myself. So we have often what's called this egocentricity bias, whereby we just think about ourselves, what would we like, and we buy something like that. And in a way, we also kind of assume people are more like us than they are, in fact. So that tends to mean that those Christmas presents aren't that great either.
Well, we have a phrase we use in our house a little, which is a bowling bar, a ball for Marge, which is from a famous Simpsons program,
yes,
where
good,
Homer buys Marge a bowling ball because it's actually something he wants to use himself. The idea, are you suggesting then we should just ask people what they want and get them that? Hello? Oh, have I lost Emma on the line there? Oh, OK. Will we take a break then?
I'm back,
Emma.
Sorry.
How are you again? Welcome back.
There, apologies.
Emma. I was just going to say, are you suggesting then that to get rid of this gap between what people want and what people think they might want or like, that you just ask them?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's a reason that we get our kids to write letters to Santa, so that
Santa,
you know,
knows.
Gap isn't there. Santa knows exactly what they want. So, yeah, you know, if you know you're going to buy your family Christmas presents, ask them what they would like and get some suggestions, because that's the best way to reduce that deadweight loss.
I know, but then you don't get the surprise.
Or, you know what, and then people, like, my 6-year-old asked Santa for a surprise. So, you know, you can also, if someone wants to be surprised, then that's great. And for lots of people, there's value in that, you know, you can't put a monetary value on.
Okay, good advice, Emma. Lovely to talk to you. Emma Howard there from TU. Happy Christmas.